Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This
7:14. That song means that it's time for the Farinis to join us. Joe and Cindy Farini have been doing their My Marriage Matters segment here on this radio station for years. We're so grateful. In fact, every time we go out somewhere, you two, somebody walks up and says, Kathleen, I just love your parents and what they do on the show. So thanks, both of you, to all you've been doing with us.
Oh, thank you so much. Appreciate that.
You know, we love what we get to do, and we're so appreciative that we get to do it here on WCRF. We got the privilege, really, this week of being in Nashville. We just got in about 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oof.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And just had we had over 1,000 people there. We know that the Cleveland one did very well in terms of attendance, and they did this really fun road trip thing, so they kind of hyped up everything and did a lot on social media. And just getting people to know more about it, and really all for the sake of our marriages.
Wonderful. And in fact, today you're actually going to help us with this very issue, because I think a lot of couples encounter this. It's so easy when someone comes to you with either a need or an issue to deal with that might even involve a mistake or a flaw. It just get defensive right away, right?
Yes, and I think, you know, that's a really easy thing for us to do, because I think all of us like to justify things. And so we are like, well, it wasn't quite like that, or no, that isn't what I was thinking, or that's not what I meant. But that's part of what really matters with communication. The person who asked this question asked it from actually the Cincinnati weekend, to remember that we did the weekend prior. And really this question, and this, it really goes back to conflict. Really, that's the bottom line. It goes back to conflict. And I think we all have conflict in our marriage, in all areas of our marriage. Finances, our sexual intimacy, our children, our in-laws. I mean, it just goes on and on.
So is there like a secret recipe of sorts to kind of be sure that when you approach your spouse on an issue, that it doesn't become an argument with defensiveness involved?
Well, I think there is. I think Cindy referred to conflict, but I think communication still remains the overriding issue here. And the goal of good communication is always, number one, to understand each other, and then to honor each other, and then to value each other's differences. And Brian, I picked this quote up because I know you're a history buff.
Yeah.
And this came from our 33rd president, Harry Truman, who said the following. He says, when we understand the other fellow's viewpoint and he understands ours, then we can sit down and work out our differences. And, you know, same thing is true in our marriages. We need, our number one thing we need to be doing is taking a posture, just wanting to, you know, better understand the other person's position or their perspective. And if you're not open to discussing an opposing opinion and or another person's position in general, nothing really of any value is going to take place in that relationship.
Oh, great point. And good quote, too. Thanks. Appreciate that, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
So what else do we need to do beyond just being open to hearing someone else's perspective? What else do we need to do to be sure that we don't get defensive when our spouse comes to us with a need?
Well, I think from my point of view, and from a lot of women's point of view, is we really have to watch our attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they say that communication is 7% of our words, but 93% of our nonverbal communication. And so, you know, think about the things that we do that could shut somebody down, rolling our eyes, you know, giving them a dirty look. And that goes, it does go both ways. But, you know, I know for myself, I have to really watch my attitude. And I want to have an attitude of support of my husband and like really trusting in him and having faith in him. I don't think I really do that when I express that kind of, you know, demeanor of myself. And then I think too, really choosing our words carefully. It's so easy, because we know each other so well, just to flippantly say a couple of words that we know it's going to hit the mark really fast, but it's not necessarily kind.
Right.
It might be truthful, but it's not kind. And so I was just thinking, if I were to phrase something differently, so let's just say that Joe was working a lot and, you know, I have small kids or something, or I'm just not seeing him that much. It'd be so easy to just say something like, you know, I really hate how much you're working. And hate is a pretty strong word. So what if I rephrased that and really concentrated on my words and took a moment to think about it and said something like, you know, I really miss you. You've been working so much. I wish I could see you more.
Yeah.
That is such a a more positive statement that still expresses the same need, the same frustration, but I'm not using such a strong word that is really negative.
That's a great example. I think a lot of people can connect to that because nonverbals are so important. I've struggled with this, and for me, it's even a tone issue where I could be using the right words, but if the tone isn't right, tone can send the wrong message as well, don't you think?
We're laughing over here.
You're pointing at me right now.
Does Joe do that?
Well, I was pointing to myself for attitude. Now I'm pointing to him for tone.
Really?
Do you want to say anything, Joe?
Come on now. We'll have a little conflict later on. But I think what Cindy's talking about is, you know, right on target here. But, you know, ultimately where we want to get to, whether it's our attitudes or our tones or whatever, is we want to get to a point of being very transparent with one another. And, you know, what we learned over the years is that transparency state of relationship is what defeats isolation mm-hmm. in a marriage relationship. And, you know, it helps a married couple to move towards oneness in their marriage as the more vulnerable they can be with one another. And that includes taking down those facial expressions or tones and against each other. And it just starts with a great heart attitude of just desiring to show love and honor to each other.
Well, and you know, and I just, oh, no, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Cindy.
I was just going to say, I think too, you know, if we can learn to discuss things instead of demean each other, I think there's a real kindness in that, where we can actually sit down and talk about it. And that's part of the transparency and that Joe's talking about, because sometimes we say even more than we need to say, and sometimes we just need to think about it before we burst out with our thoughts. Brian, what were you going to say?
Well, I'm guilty of that one all the time. Just ask my wife. But one of the things Sarah and I learned, I think, over the years that really caused conflict for us when we're communicating needs is when we use absolutes in conversation, as in, you always do this mm-hmm. or you never yeah. do that. Then whoever says that, the other person can, all they start doing is thinking of all the exceptions to that.
Yes.
Exactly.
And then you're not solving
anything.
And
all you need is one.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. So, I mean, have you experienced that? I mean, is it good to just avoid absolutes altogether?
Yeah, that's a good rule to go with that one for sure. And to just understand that this whole thing, Brian and Kathleen, is that this is a process we're talking about. I mean, you just don't, you know, wake up tomorrow morning and say, hey, we got this thing figured out. This is going to take time. It's going to take just a desire to just really to, to serve one another and to know with certainty, though, that, you know, without process, there will be no change. So first, you know, there needs to be this desire to just want to improve this aspect of our marriage relationship. It kind of starts right there.
Excellent.
And I do think, too, one quick thing. I think Joe usually says this, too, that it's not a gift, it's a skill, and we can learn that skill.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And you have to work at it. Sarah and I have been working hard. I mean, God bless my wife. She has to live with me. And I've had to work harder than anybody else on a lot of the things you just mentioned. So it's hitting close to home. Once again, Joe and Cindy Farini have been with us with their My Marriage Matters segment. It's 722. Joe and Cindy, how can folks reach out to you if they want to learn more about this or get some more help?
Sure. We'd love to have them come to our Facebook page at My Marriage Matters. Come over there and like it, and you can get daily Monday through Friday at 9 o'clock. We have something that we post that's either encouraging or, you know, a thought for the day. Maybe even coming to our website at joefarini.com or cindyfarini.com. And my quick thought for the day would be find one way that you can talk very kindly to your spouse today.
That's a good one, Cindy, and we look forward to having you guys back again next week.
Thanks so much.